and thanks for joining us for this Search CRM podcast. I'm Lauren Hoyt, Senior Editor, and I'm here at the International Contact Center Management, or ICCM, show in Toronto. Joining me is Eric Zbkowski, a Managing Partner with MetricNet. Eric, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Lauren.
For those listeners who may not be familiar, can you start off by talking a little bit about MetricNet and your background in the call center industry, Eric?
Sure. MetricNet is a company that's involved in information technology consulting. My role in the company, along with that of Jeff Rumberg, is to head up the customer satisfaction, help desk, and call center consulting practices. The work we do for IT organizations, call centers, and help desk worldwide really spans the spectrum from benchmarking assessments to consolidation studies and offshoring and outsourcing analyses. Typically, the companies that we work with are looking to attract more customers, exceed expectations with current customers, improve their operating performance, or reduce their overall costs. And we help them achieve the objectives in many ways, including benchmarking and assessments, as I just mentioned. MetricNet has been completing benchmarks for about 3 decades now, and it has the most comprehensive database in the industry on process and performance metrics. I individually have been analyzing the call center space for about 15 years now, Lauren.
Thanks for that background. Let's go ahead and get started. We get a lot of questions on Search CRM from readers that are looking to benchmark their center against others. And I know this is something that you do a lot at MetricNet. So what's your advice to those organizations?
Well, Lauren, I'd say absolutely. Absolutely benchmark. That is, world-class call centers benchmark at least once a year. So it's definitely something that we find in that camp. But they also understand that there's a method behind the madness. In my presentation on key performance metrics that matter most, we talked about a best practices model that was 4 steps. 1 is measure. 2 is diagnose. 3 is prescribe. 4 is implement, and it's all revolving around this issue of customer enthusiasm. Now, in benchmarking, it's like it involves comparing your desk against the performance of others in a pre-selected peer group. Now, pre-selected, meaning they're selected to look like you. Scope, scale, geography, complexity, etc., an apples-to-apples comparison. Then you need to look for gaps. Where are you better? Where are you worse than your peers? Understand how the desks that are better than you got there, with the costs issue, the customer satisfaction issue, first call resolution issue. How did they achieve those particular scores? The measurement itself really doesn't do anything. This gets to the very essence of benchmarking. Are you going to get better at an evolutionary pace? Or are you going to improve your performance at a revolutionary pace? I talked about the 3 different types of stages a center can go through, starting at the support stage, the very reactionary firefighting stage, moving to the growth stage, and then finally the strategic stage. Unfortunately, only 8% of centers, technical support centers, find themselves in the strategic stage because it's difficult to get there. Bypass the trial and error, and benchmarking can show you what the world-class desks are doing so you can learn from that and improve faster.
Okay. And for call center managers who might be looking to get information about similar call centers and develop that peer group, as you said, how can they go about that?
That kind of information, you need a benchmark to do it. You really need the data. And it's usually worth going to a competent third party who gathers that information for a living. Now, MetricNet has been doing what it's been doing, that is performance benchmarking, for more than 30 years. And it's, again, got the most comprehensive database in the world on process and performance metrics. Benchmarking at this level can help contact centers gain a competitive advantage and knowing what is best in class, what's the fastest way to get there, and how much of an impact that will have on your return on investment. Now, you also asked about the peer group. In detail, discussed our way that algorithm for choosing the appropriate peer group, and that is called the dynamic peer group selection. We use that, and we define it in a very certain terms in our case study, where we will talk about We talk about the different factors that are important in choosing your valid peer group, looking at things like geography, scope, scale, complexity of the issue, industry, and the like. There are even certain groups that decide to benchmark against folks outside of their industry altogether. So it's not a straightforward question about choosing your peer group. It has a lot to do with the culture of the organization, whether or not you've benchmarked before, whether or not you consider yourself world-class in your current industry, and whether or not you're interested or at the level where you're able to glean other best practices for those from those outside of your industry. These are things that are considered in the dynamic peer group selection.
And once a center, if they obtain that benchmarking information and they try to go about understanding the difference between their center and a best-in-class center, how should they go about closing that gap and actually taking action on doing something with that information?
Well, Lauren, you really hit on the key point of benchmarking, and that is the final analysis, what are you going to do to close the gap? So if you're looking at some of our key performance indicators like agent utilization, like cost per contact, like customer satisfaction, agent satisfaction, and first call resolution, there are many other drivers of those key performance indicators, and then there are best practice prescriptions behind those drivers. So let me take each individually and talk about some of the things that drive the KPI that matters most. Let's start with agent utilization. Now, if you have an issue with agent utilization, you may look at a key driver like headcount. You might look to improve workforce scheduling practices as a prescription. You might look to establish agent utilization goals as a prescription. Let's move on to cost per contact. Again, that's a foundation metric. What are some of the key drivers there? Agent utilization, call handle time, average speed of answer, call abandonment rate, and IVR completion rate. Let's take agent utilization. There, again, you might look to improve workforce scheduling practices, establish agent utilization goals, and then eliminate the back shift if it's appropriate. If you're only getting, say, 10 or 15 calls in the back shift and it's costing you a fortune, why have it? Now, the third metric, customer satisfaction. What is the primary driver of customer satisfaction? First call resolution rate. We keep mentioning that again and again. One of the best practice prescriptions there might be establishing an FCR goal, not just for the overall desk, but for the living, breathing entities in those desks, namely the agents. Also, possibly provide additional agent training would be another best practice prescription, or establish FCR as a key objective overall for the desk. Let's move on to the next KPI, agent satisfaction. What is some of the drivers there? Obviously, new agent training and veteran agent training are key with agent satisfaction. Also, career pathing, coaching and feedback, rewarding and incentives, etc. So some of the prescriptions there, specifically around training, might be to provide additional training opportunities for new agents, providing additional training opportunities for veteran agents defined as those who've been on the desk for a year or more. And finally, first call resolution, a very key metric. What's a driver of that? Again, agent training hours, call quality, knowledge management. Specifically, agent training hours, you might have a best practice prescription around establishing an FCR target, providing additional agent training, or establishing FCR as a key objective for the overall center.
Great. Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your insight on call center benchmarking.
My pleasure, Lauren. Thank you for your time.
For Search CRM, I'm Lauren Hoyt.